You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Out of the jail, as the term that is brought into the Torah, Lusha, Vayoritzuhu, Lashon, Ratz, they pushed them out. So then the question, obviously, you have, what is the question that you have? Chazak Baruch, that what's the chut he had that he would be pushed out of the jail? I mean, to bring him out and so on, fine, you know, he was saved. It was released. But why Tzadok HaShoah informs us that he was pushed out? That's not a normal way. You know, the prisoner, you know, when the sentence time is finished, so they let him out. You know, they're not going to push him out. But here it says that Yosef HaTzadik was pushed out. Always. Day and night. It's a very powerful message. It's brought as we believe and we always remind ourselves that Ibn Shalom treats with us measure for measure, hand by hand, dust by dust. So what does that mean? So that means in any way that we take an action, then we get it back. Exactly. Chazak Baruch. So now here, we see that Yosef HaTzadik went through a very, very, very unbelievable challenge. Very difficult challenge. So how he dealt with it, so we see that it's keep repeating, Vayanotz Ve'etza HaChutza. Again, Vayanotz Ve'etza HaChutza. We're informed that He did not delay 1 second. Ran out. Because he could have paused, think twice, and so on. So now here, Tzadok is teaching us, you know why Yosef HaTzadik was pushed out? Because exactly how he dealt with his challenge, and he ran out. So Ibn Sholam, when the time came, he pushed them out. When he was dealing with the task that the challenge that he had, you know, what he did with it, what he should, as we touched on it, that maybe it's Lishem Shamayim, it's not Lishem Shamayim, then he, you know, was taught by his Abba, or his father, you know, what he should do. So now he just ran out. So now because he ran out and saved himself, so then, in the same aspect, Ibn Sholam, when his savior arrived, the time arrived, so he pushed them out. So now here is a very beautiful point, and that is, we all have challenges. Should I get angry? Should I not get angry? Should I say? Should I not say? Should I go? Should I not go? Should I tell him? Should I not tell him? So now here, every moment that you not delay to run out from whatever that you're not supposed to do, in the same aspect, how Shabbat, who brings you Savior? It's not that you get a little angry, or, you know, let me tell him. A little bit, tell him. It's okay, a little bit I tell him. When you realize, no, why should I tell him? It's not worth it, it's not good, this, no. Whatever that, no, I have to manage myself. So in the same aspect there, Yeshua comes. So that means the faster you run away from not commit whatever that you're not supposed to do. So in the same aspect, Ibn Sholam brings you the Yeshua. Vayanos, Yosef HaTzadik ran out. So then you see, Vayeritzuhu. Then they ran him out of the prison. Pushed them out. Unbelievable, powerful message. And it's so difficult. It's so difficult. Let's say sometimes you feel down. It's not permitted. You're not happy. It's not permitted. So right away you pull yourself out, then Yeshua comes.
As soon as you run away from doing whatever you want to do, immediately?
Exactly.
Sooner Yeshua.
Instantly. Yeah. And this is a very, very powerful message that we have to always have in mind. Hashem Yisrael Keno.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.